Welcome to the History Unplugged podcast, the unscripted show that celebrates unsung heroes, myth busts historical lies, and rediscovers the forgotten stories that changed our world. I'm your host, Scott Rank. Today's topic is why chastity belts are a myth. When I was in college, I backpacked through Europe with some friends. We were in some town in Germany, and we heard of a museum of medieval torture. We thought, okay, we've seen so many cathedrals, let's do something new. We went in there, there were lots of heinous devices, and one that really stuck out to us were chastity belts, flexible metal bands that cover the genitals and are closed with padlocks, which the museum told us dated back to the times of the Crusades, when knights would leave to fight to reclaim the Holy Sepulchre, but wanted to ensure the fidelity of their wives during their absence. This is what I learned from the museum and what I've seen in other sources as well. The idea of chastity belts is completely false. According to the book, The Medieval Chastity Belt, A Myth-Making Process, this is a later invention that was cooked up to make the Middle Ages seem more barbaric and exotic than it really was. First of all, the idea of chastity belts lacks common sense. Even though the classic belt provides a small opening for the execution of physiological needs, as we should say, there's a basic hygiene problem. It could cause wounds and infections to the wearer and lead to their death. In addition, it's plausible that before leaving, the knight might have mated with their wife, thus resulting in pregnancy. An iron belt would have prevented the birth from even happening, and not to mention that any belt could be opened by a locksmith in no time at all. Beyond logical inconsistencies, there is no historical evidence that chastity belts ever existed. The idea of sexual abstinence, of course, is very old, and there are Latin terms that are used to symbolize theological purity, but some people have wrongly translated this as chastity belt. It was not an item of erotic deterrence. The concept of a covenant of chastity between two lovers appears on some 12th century poems, such as the Guigamar, when Guigamar is forced to return to his country. As a sign of their fidelity to one another, the queen ties a knot on his shirt that only she can untie without tearing or cutting, and he gives her a belt tied with a knot that only he can untie. In this poem, they have a symbolic pact of love, and above all, it was wanted by the woman, but it was not an actual device or girdle that would prevent any physical activity from happening. The first visual reference of an object that might resemble a chastity belt comes from in 1405, when Conrad Kaiser wrote an illustrated manuscript, the Bella Fortis, which was dedicated to the military technology of the time. The device that is illustrated is almost a piece of armor, is presented as a tool imposed on the woman of Florence by jealous husbands, but the comments of Kaiser are ironic, and the drawings were probably made on the basis of hearsay and not the copying of a real object. In fact, there's no evidence of the use of chastity belts in Florence at this time, or any other time for that matter. There are some engravings of the 16th century that depict a woman wearing a chastity belt fastened with a padlock, standing between two men while receiving and delivering money. The interpretation which has been given is that she is a prostitute standing between her protector and a customer, the first prepared to open the lock in exchange for a fee. Even if this had been real and not just symbolic, the belt represented here was just a professional tool and not something that would be locked up for long periods of time. Well, forgeries of chastity belts did enter famous museums. A museum of the Middle Age in Paris, until recently, one could admire a chastity belt that was said to have belonged to the Queen of France, Catherine de Médicis. But it was only until 1990 that the administrators of the museum realized it was a forgery that dated from the 19th century. Another similar model was exhibited at the British Museum in London, long referred to as from the 16th century, but was actually dated to the mid-18th century. Okay, so did chastity belts exist at any time? Well, sort of. In the 19th century, particularly in Anglo-Saxon countries, when there was a rediscovered sense of Puritanism, chastity belts did become an object of use, but they were not made of metal. They were softer belts, often leather, and worn only for short periods of time, used by women to protect themselves from the risk of adolescent rape or to prevent masturbation. They were considered harmful to health or otherwise sinful for the morals of the time. In some cases, however, these products were advertised in magazines of the time and also used as a means to ensure the fidelity of wives and therefore they turned into reality what until then had only been a myth attributed to the Middle Ages, and particularly to the Crusaders. But of course, they could never be worn for any considerable length of time whatsoever, due to the problems of hygiene and infection that could result. So if you ever go to a medieval museum and you're a backpacker trying to escape the mundanity of another European cathedral, and you see a chastity belt, you can point it out for the forgery that it is. Thanks for listening to the History Unplugged podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show to get your daily dose of all things history related, from ancient Greece to the Cold War. You can do that by going to historyonthenet.com/subscribe. Speaking of History on the Net, if you want to dive deeper, go to our site, historyonthenet.com, and there you'll find blog posts, book reviews, and all of our other podcast episodes. Plus, don't forget to rate and review this podcast so we can bring you the best daily history content possible. We'll see you next time at the History Unplugged podcast.